Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Gloria Grover, Unbound and Alive. Yes, I'm Gloria Grover, and we are here, ladies and gentlemen, on the streets of New York City, and more to the point, we're in Times Square, New York, for this very first Gloria Grover, Unbound and Alive. I got to tell you, I'm really happy to be with you and with all of the people that make the Phil Henry Show possible. And I say that with a great deal of love and respect, and certainly I'm not here to insult anyone or to make anyone feel lesser. But when I say the people that make the Phil Henry Show possible, what I'm really saying is, hey, you know, let's give some credit to people who at least haven't tracked a lot of dog stuff all of the...
Dog stuff in the carpet.
Okay, hold. That's Bud Dickman, and I was told that Mr. Dickman needs to be here and a part of all that happens, and I appreciate that, Bud, very much. But can you and I, and let's do this for the audience. I think this will be fun. Can you and I make a deal that when I'm talking, you don't talk, and when you talk because I've invited you, you do talk. I didn't say that good.
I think I know what you mean. You mean you don't want me to talk unless you're talking.
No, that's not what I said at all. I understand that, hold on, I understand that Mr. Henry has told me, and I say I understand it, he did tell me, it's not an understanding I have, the man actually told me, that he would like you to be here as part of the, I don't know what you would call it.
Kind of producing.
Yes, as the producer. And I said, yes, sir, I'll do that, even though as a overlord, I probably could have told, and let's speak plainly, folks, I know a lot of you are not members of Elcott, so you... I'll talk plainly.
Plainly.
Yeah, I'll speak plainly. It's funny. I'm usually very articulate in the overlord meetings at the conjunctions. I'm very articulated at the overall arch and the redeemeries. And yet I get in front of this, and let me say this, but I get in front of this monkey show.
I mean, that's not very fair.
I know it's not fair. You're right. It isn't. But it seems that I get in front of this monkey show, and I say that with great affection, all of a sudden I don't know how to talk. I'd sound...
A lot of people call it dumb tongue.
See, there you go. See, I was talking.
Right.
And you can't... my agreement with you, Bud, would be... You know, it's okay. It's all right. I have Dr. Elcott is off to the side here, waving me down like almost like I'm speeding. Take it easy, Dr. Elcott, okay? When I talk and then you talk, no. Understand?
Yeah.
But when I talk and then I say, oh, hey, Bud, what do you think of that? And then you talk?
Then that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's what I'm hoping to achieve. That's the mountain I want to climb here, Bud, with you. As we are here on a momentous time, I think, for all of us in the world-famous Phil Henry Show world of the podcast. Yes, the world-famous Phil Henry Show World of the Podcast is brought to you by the Phil Henry Show website, where you can get thousands of hours of Phil Henry's wonderful Hall of Fame radio show, as well as his many podcasts, netcasts, all of that. Yes, it's available at philhenryshow.com for less than $10 for the month, less than $7 a month for a year subscription. Get thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of Phil's show and his videocasts at philhenryshow.com. What?
I was going to say, yeah, the greatest value online other than porn.
I know that. It's right here. The greatest value online other than porn. Well, we are here, as I mentioned, in the great city of New York on Times Square. You mind?
Would you like to see a comedy show?
Would you shut up?
Ma'am, can you shut up?
What about that? Some broad, excuse me, I shouldn't say broad. In Elcott, the next step, we believe in respect for all human life, even though our primary mission is to, I'm going to get to it, Bud, don't wave me down.
You didn't want me to interrupt.
Come here, Ed.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
You don't have to introduce yourself, because it's my show, see, it's me.
I understand that, but I was wondering if you would just only speak when Gloria... gives you the nod. In other words, you see the nod that I'm giving right now? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
When she does that, then you can speak.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ed.
Dr. Elcott? God.
Dr. Elcott, I'm sorry. We're here doing the Phil Hendry show, what we could, and we've got Dumb Tongue working, and my understanding is Dumb Tongue...
May I?
Go ahead.
Dumb Tongue is an affliction that the world-famous Phil Hendry show does suffer. It was something picked up in Florida. Apparently it's in the air. It may be a spore. Most of the people on staff believe they caught it at the Dooley residence in California. That has nothing whatsoever to do with Florida, and yet Mr. Hendry brought it to Florida with him. But it could very well be that the spores of this this disease are...
Could be. They could be floating around in the...
They could be floating around here in the studio, Bud?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, then I... Well, I... Let's forget the Dumb Tongue, okay? Me gotta go.
Me gotta go.
Me gotta finish show. Thank you very much, Dr. Elcott. My betrothed, we're blended. All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dr. Ed Elcott, that's not my name.
You're Gloria Grover.
Don't talk unless I talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Unless I nod.
Bud, remember the nod. You go, uh-huh.
Oh, okay, I go, uh-huh.
Yes, that's it.
If you go, don't do uh-huh, but just nod your head as if you're saying uh-huh.
I got it. So I do this?
Yes, Bud, did you have something you wanted to say?
Yes, ma'am. What I wanted to say is...
And, but don't call me ma'am, okay? It makes me sound like I'm some old foul... It makes me sound like it makes me sound like I got vaginal itch, okay?
So, did you say vaginal itch, dear? What?
This is Gloria Grover, and this is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Now, this is the Gloria Grover I'm Alive, You Betcha. What's the name of the show?
It's called Gloria Grover, I'm Alive, Yes, I Am.
Bullshit.
Gloria, you're starting to lose it.
Ed, the only reason why I lose it is when you're hanging around, and he is too. And what I'm saying, Mr. Hendry, if you're listening right now, what I'm saying is the following. I have contracted Dumb Tongue now from hanging around with this chimpanzee, and my husband shows up.
Isn't that a good thing?
It's usually a good thing, Ed, but you're...
Once again, it's Dr. Elcott. Oh, man.
Dr. Elcott, it's usually a good thing. Tell you what, why don't I just... Yes, Bud.
I was going to say, just bring on your first guest and forget any and all of this happened.
What?
Bring on the... I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Dr. Elcott.
Bring on the first guest, forget that any and all of this happened.
That's what it said.
It?
I mean he. Let's bring on our first guest, ladies and gentlemen. A man who never gets interviewed, but is the source of so much of our ability to communicate. He operates the Phil Hendry Show platform. He's been in business with some of the greatest companies. Recently, Mr. Hendry just joined iHeart Podcasts, the platform from iHeart Media. And we do want to bring on Phil because I don't think people really... interview you, Phil. And the other thing is, if I'm going to be suffering from Dumb Tongue, I'd rather be talking to you, you see, than some important philosopher.
I get it. Oh, boy.
What?
Well, I don't think that's very polite, Glory. Dr. Elcott, I've got it. It's okay. No, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? So you're just a regular, you're what we call an earth person, and I interview you, Phil.
And it's no big thing.
You didn't?
You got to nod, bud. Remember, you got to go, huh?
Yes.
And it's no big thing because Mr. Hendry he's not really a philosopher and has to talk good.
That's right. Mr. Hendry doesn't have to talk good, even though did you hear the Dumb Tongue on me?
I did hear that. You think it was brought to Florida by Bobby Dooley. I don't know. We're in New York right now, though.
Well, I know, but I think you probably brought it up. I think you caught it in California. You brought it to Florida, infected everybody down there with it. Now you're up here. And I come from California here to meet you and everybody else, and now I'm lousy with it.
Well, it's not like it's a virus or anything.
Well, what is it? Dumb Tongue, I understand, is airborne?
It's airborne in the dust of Florida. I think Dumb Tongue actually originated in Florida, but I don't know.
What's that?
I said I think it originated in Florida, but I'm not sure.
All right. This is Gloria Grover. I'm alive, and I'm getting after it. I'm getting after it each and every day. Gloria Grover is a overlord, and I speak of myself in the third person because that's what's called preeminent. That is the best way to communicate. I am an overlord. I am also betrothed and blended with Dr. Ed Elcott. I am the mother of Larry Grover, who is an opinionated arch-conservative from Southern California. He's joined us last night on the show.
It's always good to see Larry, you know, whether or not I agree with his politics. He's a fun guy.
Larry's fun, but again, Larry is immature. And the thing that gets me is that I have had to set fire to so much of his... See, in other words, I told you, and I told Larry, that intimate relations with women before you're married goes against the profound of Elcottia, because you leave your ego intact and you immerse yourself in the stink of unlimited pleasure. Whereas if you release your ego and you go ahead and do it on the dirt floor without changing your clothes, you walk out of there stinking like an open sewer and you're fully enlightened.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah, thank you.
What are you laughing at? Mr. Henry now thinks the whole thing is... Can we just cut his mic?
Well, I'm not allowed to.
What do you find amusing, Mr. Henry? God, talk about dumb tongue. Now, you sounded almost as if you were taking it right up the you-know-what right then and there.
Watch it, Ms. Grover. Watch it.
You tell an overlord to watch it?
That's what I'm doing. I'm not an overlord.
I can frog you.
I think you I heard you frog what's-his-face on the show, and even though he was not a member of Elcott the Next Step, I don't think you can frog me. Go ahead, try it.
Forget it.
Better not frog, Mr. Henry. You'll never see the light of day again, and you'll have dumb tongue ever and ever more.
All right, let me just roll back what you just said to me.
No, it's all right, Gloria.
No, you know, he said you better not dumb tongue Mr. Henry or frog Mr. Henry or you'll something forevermore. Is that what you said?
What I said, never mind what he said.
Sieg Heil. I'm on my way to the Olympic Stadium now to hear Der Führer speak.
Hey, Gloria, that's unfair.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, I heard that you were an open-minded man.
Do I not provide Elcott the Next Step a platform on my website each and every week to discuss his philosophy?
Yeah, but you say it like you think it's something that stinks in a bag under a bed. Like someone shoved a hamburger under there and forgot about it?
Yeah.
That's what you think of me. Here he goes again.
You know, in a lot of ways, Mr. Henry, that is not fair.
What isn't fair?
You're talking about Ms. Grover like she's something in a bag that you stuck under the bed. You forgot about it, and it has, like, it's onion rings or something.
Oh, help me.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show will be right back after this.
Hi, this is Cash Gag, and people ask me, are you a backstage pass holder? You're an actor, you're on stage in New York and elsewhere, you do off-Broadway, you do on-Broadway, you haven't done any film or television, but you have done Broadway, and you've done off-Broadway, and you've done close to Broadway. Those are the jokes. But people ask, how do you keep your mood up? I do it with the Phil Henry Show backstage pass. That's right. The Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass allows me to tune into thousands of hours of Phil's great Radio Hall of Fame show, as well as his podcasts that he commenced around 2013. These are daily podcasts that have been added to the archives of the world-famous Phil Henry Show and the videocasts. You can watch Phil perform his show for you and no one else right there with the videocasts in the Phil Henry Show archive. And speaking of video, there are home movies from the Henry family. Henry family home movies going back to Canada in the 40s all the way on forward. That's a part of it. You also have the podcasts of Bobby Dooley, Elcott the Next Step, and the full Milwaukee Lions archive. Yep. The football team that shouldn't really ever have existed because it was way too much work for Phil, and that's what probably pushed him to get pneumonia in 2009.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, the Phil Henry Show website. There's more there than you'll ever know. At philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription today, less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for the year. At philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn. This is Gloria Grover, and this is Gloria Grover, I'm Alive, yeah. And with me is Bud Dickman, who is sort of the designated producer of the show. Mr. This is something Mr. Henry likes to do, is bring on people who will sort of hold the hand of whoever it is that is doing the show and in this case, of course, it's yours truly, Gloria Grover. But I have come to an agreement with Mr. Dickman. I've said, listen, Mr. Dickman, you can jump in and say something, but only after you nod to me so that I know and I will give you the acknowledgement. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do, ma'am. You said for me to nod to you.
Yes. You nod to me, you go, mm-hmm. You know what a nod is, don't you?
It's moving the head up and down.
Yes, it's moving the head. You're kidding, right?
No, ma'am. I'm not really. When you say nod.
Here's a nod, right there.
Did you just do it?
Yes, I nodded my head. I went here and down.
Bud, you don't know what a nod is?
No, sir.
It's what Gloria is showing you.
I'm already talking to him, Phil. It's all the same to you.
Sorry.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do, Bud. When you have something to say, you look, and this is, look at, can we cut all of this out?
Yes, of course.
Okay, because the audience is hearing all of this. So what you do is you look at me and you go, yeah, you know, you do, uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. I think I go.
Yes, and then that'll tell me you have something to say, and then we will go ahead and put you on the air. Okay, so that's essentially what I'm trying to say here.
I think I understand. You want me to... Bud, quit screwing around. Okay, sorry.
Well, you mean he was doing that on purpose?
Yeah, he was. He does that.
No, I mean, I was, but I wasn't.
What does that mean, you was, but you wasn't?
There's that dumb tongue.
What?
You said I was, but I wasn't.
That's right. I don't know. Welcome back, folks. This is Gloria Grover. I'm alive, and there ain't shit you can do about it.
That's not the name of it.
I know that, Phil, but I've lost track. What's the name of the show?
I'm alive, and I'm on, and I'm at it.
What?
Name of the show, I think, is I'm Alive, and I'm Up and At 'em, something like that.
That's it, yes. I'm alive, and I'm up and at 'em. We have Phil Hendry here. I wanted to interview you, Phil. First of all, what prompted you, and a lot of people want to know the answer to this question, what prompted you to move to Satellite Beach, Florida? The other night, General Shaw intimated that, you know, you're in New York right now, and you're not the Phil Hendry we knew. You're not the sophisticated West Coast guy. You're now getting more hillbilly as the day goes by. Your comment.
I really don't know why General Shaw made that comment. I don't think that's true. He says I'm getting more hillbilly. The reason why he said that is because I said a great way to see New York.
Yes, to take a tour bus.
Who asked you to...
Bud, be quiet.
Sorry.
I said you got a nod. You go, hey.
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, I think that was because I had said, take a tour bus. It's a great way to see New York. And General Shaw then said, you're getting more hillbilly as the days go by since you moved to Florida.
But do you feel that that's happening to you?
No, I don't know why that would be the case. Where I live, you know, in Central Florida, it's not exactly, you know, the wild wilderness. I mean, it's urban and there's people and there's, you know, the news. I don't know, man. I don't feel that way. And I stay. In fact, I lived in California when I took tour buses of New York. I don't think it has anything to do with it.
All right. So that was something. All right. Well, go ahead and. Now, see this, Bud? I'm going to lick my finger.
Yeah.
And I put one mark there on the wall. That means one for Phil. And the other one here?
Everybody else.
Everybody else, yes. So that's one for Phil.
Wait a minute. Wait. So I'm in competition here?
It's just so I can show the other panelists, your regular panel, here's where Phil is smarter than you. Here's where you... In other words, here's where you're idiots. And here's where Phil may maybe not have so many brains either. What? God, I wish I could show that. Ladies and gentlemen, Phil Hendry gave me a look like something went up his nostrils that smelled like a rotting elephant. Here he goes again.
Oh. Mr. Hendry, are you okay?
Yes, I'm okay.
God damn, man. Gloria Grover here with a very put-out Phil Hendry. We're interviewing Phil for our show because, you know, this is all about fun. I'm Gloria Grover, and I'm alive. I'm up and at it. I'm all over it, like white on rice.
Yeah.
And we want everyone to enjoy life. And Elcott, the next step, you do it by shedding ego, so that you don't have an ego about something. You're not all about you. You're more about the rest of the world, other people, and making other people happy. That's what we say here in Elcott, the next step. Now, I'd like to bring on my betrothed, the blended one. He hoth doth Not, and when we say he huffed dot not, that means that he elevated and decided to retract to the priesterly level. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. Ed?
Thank you very much, Gloria. And he that doth not is he who be.
Yes, he who be, he not boo.
Yes, he who be, he not boo means essentially, I elected to be an overlord and decided to retreat to the level of priesterly, but I don't consider it a retreat, I consider it a victory. And that's what we mean by he do boo boo.
Yes. When you say he do boo-boo, it essentially means you made a mistake. But in this sense, in the Elcadia sense, he do boo-boo means he made the right move by doing the boo-boo move.
What?
Did you see me nod?
I thought I was supposed to nod.
Well, I didn't see you nod either.
Okay. Did you have a question, Bud?
Hold on, Ed, don't know it.
Please call me Dr. Elcott. That's my rigmarole. That's my earned name.
Okay, Dr. Elcott, could you pardon me for a moment?
Sure.
Bud, I want you to nod when you got something to say. If you don't, I'm going to beat your ass unconscious.
Oh, my...
Do you understand?
Yeah, God.
You're not really going to do that, are you?
No, I'm not, but now that you asked me the question in front of him, what am I supposed to... Anyway, Dr. Ed Elcott is my special guest here on Gloria Grover's I'm Alive, and I'm Coming for You. Sure, that's the name of it.
You just changed it about 6 times.
Oh, fuck! Oh! Right in my ball sack.
Wow.
That's right, I couldn't resist it.
Right in the nut sack.
You're right, Dr. Elcott?
Yeah, Gloria, we're going to speak of this.
What? I can't understand you.
Gloria, gonna...
Oh, man. Well, let's see that.
Hey, Gloria, what happened?
Mr. Henry, she nailed my nut sack with a punch.
You punched his balls?
Maybe I did, so what?
Yeah, Miss Grover, it doesn't seem like you're able to hold it together.
Yeah, Gloria, I think we're all done with the Gloria Grover I'm Alive hour.
Fuck it.
Gloria, we're going to pull over.
What's wrong with you?
Because you hit me with the ball, I can't talk.
You're going to be okay, Dr. Elcott?
Yes, I think I am. So now my voice... she got pissed off. There's one other time she did that. I made some comment about the size of her ass, and she hit you in the nuts. She kneed me.
That was a straight punch.
Punch me right in the nuts. Well, I hope you're going to be all right. Yeah, I'm going to... Sir, you look like you're waddling. Okay.
Yeah, Dr. Elcott, you're walking bow-legged to the car.
Fuck. Do you have to say I'm walking bow-legged to the car? It sounds like she took a kielbasa. Gloria Grover just kicked, punched Dr. Elcott in the balls, and he's walking off to the car. Now, the first thing that I'm going to ask myself is this. Was this a gag? Did it really happen? Are they putting me on? You know what I mean, Bud?
Well.
Do you know what I mean, Bud?
Yes, sir.
Was it a gag?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Phil.
Are you all right, Phil? What? Why do you do that? Is that supposed to be funny?
We thought that the show needed that kind of drama. You know.
And what with the sort of contentious relationship Gloria and I have, we thought that the audience would appreciate me getting either kneed, kicked, or punched in the balls.
Yeah, and we settled on punch because getting kneed or kicked, you know, getting kneed in the balls, but it's more original to get punched.
We thought it was more original because, frankly, I'm much shorter than Dr. Elcott, and I'm almost about even with his crotch, you know. I shouldn't say that.
God damn it, Gloria.
Hey, watch the language.
In other words, you're small enough where it's just a straight shot?
Yeah, that was it, a straight shot. We certainly hope you understand, Mr. Henry, the spirit in which this was done was to sort of lighten the mood and give Gloria Grover, I'm Alive and I'm Up and At It, sort of a good send-off.
All right, well, okay, Gloria, ordinarily I'd be so pissed off I wouldn't let you do the show, but we'll look forward to you next week with Gloria Grover. What is it?
I'm Alive and I'm At It. I don't know. Well, you just said fuck.
Hey, Ms. Grover, you said fuck.
I said it in response to Henry saying fuck.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on iHeart Podcasts. Thank you very much, Gloria.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Elcott. You know, you guys should be apologizing to me.
All right, I understand, Phil. We're sorry, okay? You know you're going to get your underwear wadded up and shoved in there.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry. What is this garbage?
It's a c'est la vie. I like it.
Yes, sir.